pressure on themselves, their families, and their communities. For more than three decades, RECA has awarded one-time payments to people who lived downwind of the Nevada test site or worked in the uranium industry from 1942 to 1971. Tribal leaders and others say the legacy of uranium mining on tribal lands has been devastating, as many downwinders have developed cancers and other debilitating health problems. The U.S. government conducted nearly 200 atmospheric nuclear weapons tests between the end of World War II and the early 1960s. Tens of thousands of workers, including many tribal members, mined and processed uranium for the program and were unknowingly exposed to large amounts of radiation. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff, Arizona.
The Institute of American Indian Arts is hosting a celebration of New Mexico's indigenous comedians on September 16th in Santa Fe. It's being held as the Cloudtop Comedy Festival takes place during the week. Cloudtop is a nonprofit promoting world-class and up-and-coming comics. It provides professional support, workshops, networking, and the annual festival. Four indigenous comedians will be taking part in the event. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
A neighborhood in Massachusetts will be the first community in the country to get a networked geothermal system. Dr. Anthony Lizowitz has more on the story with Climate Connections.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. The temperature of the Earth several feet underground is about 55 degrees year-round. Geothermal energy systems make use of that stable temperature, pulling heat out of the ground to warm buildings or pumping it back for cooling. Typically, they're installed one house at a time, and the upfront cost can be significant. But next year, a neighborhood in Framingham, Massachusetts, will become the first in the country with a networked geothermal system.
Connecting multiple customers together so that you can gain some efficiency and ultimately save everybody on energy costs to operate it.
Eric Bosworth is with Eversource, the utility company running the project. The company will install a centralized system of vertical underground pipes to absorb the Earth's heat and release it.
And then we'll run mains in the street, similar to how a gas main or a water main would be run, and we will pull a pair of service lines to each home or business.
The pilot is expected to include 29 homes, 5 commercial buildings, and 10 apartment buildings. If it proves cost-effective, the approach could be replicated elsewhere to provide more communities with clean, renewable heating and cooling. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
KBOO News poet Dan Raphael is practicing his disarming smile.
Republican congressfolk and senators who received hundreds of thousands of debt forgiveness as part of COVID relief are whining about student debt forgiveness as being un-American and unfair. Lindsey Graham said they'll be rioting in the streets if Trump is charged with any crimes. 40% of Americans polled said they believe there'll be a civil war here in the next decade. What kind of war would it be when one side has most of the guns? Definitely enough guns here in Oregon. 65 homicides in Portland this year, nearly two a week, and in Bend the Safeway wasn't safe. Yes, it takes just one bullet to kill, but so few, 65 out of a quarter million or so, get shot. Yet the fear-mongering media tells us for days of each and every, mostly people they would never talk about otherwise. I vote for the social media of neighbors, co-workers, friends, and whoever you encounter in your day's travels, a one-on-one, compassion-fostering media. For Poetic Justice, this is Dan Raphael.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call or text us with your breaking news, stories, and tips at 971-245-2158. Our remote production team for tonight's newscast includes Josh Salem and Dan Raphael. The producer is Althea Billings, and our engineer is Otto. Special thanks to Eric Tegadoff, Antonia Gonzalez, Mary Sherman, Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and Edwin J. Vieira. The director of Evening News is Althea Billings. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Althea Billings. All of our KBOO programs, including the evening news, are supported by our members. Thank you. If you'd like to become a member and support your local community radio station, you can go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44321. Stay tuned now for KBOO News In Depth. We're speaking with Street Roots reporter Piper McDaniel.
KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting